AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says more Americans have died in the fighting between Hamas and Israel.
We know that so far, 22 Americans lost their lives and 17 remain unaccounted for. We know that these numbers are likely to increase in the days ahead.
At the White House, President Biden says the message is clear.
There is no justification for terrorism, no excuse. And the type of terrorism that was exhibited here was just beyond the pale.
Israelis are coming together to mourn the dead and struggle with the attacks.
Israeli-American Talia Klein Perez was born in Houston and moved to Israel 22 years ago. She says many of her U.S. friends don't realize how bad it is.
It's heartbreaking. There's pretty much no one here that wasn't affected.
She's volunteering at a shelter near her home that took in more than 100 families, including 90 children, from a kibbutz near the border.
Some of us are braver than others. Some of us are actually going closer to the front lines to bring warm meals and food and anything that the soldiers may need. Some of us are more frightened, like me.
Despite everything going on, she says her family is not leaving Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Republicans have nominated Steve Scalise to be the next Speaker of the House to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy. Up next would be a full vote in the House. Scalise says he's ready to get to business.
We've got to secure America's border. We've passed legislation to do that. It's time we sit down and have a conversation about how to secure America's border. And it's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. There are Democrat mayors all over the country who've been calling on the president to do this too.
Minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting show officials would proceed carefully in deciding whether to further raise interest rates. The next Fed meeting is 3 weeks away. This is AP News. The Israeli military led journalists through a village taken from Hamas fighters.
Many village residents were killed or taken captive on Saturday after militant fighters overran the kibbutz. Troops are seen recovering the remains of victims, placing them in body bags to be taken to nearby facilities. Major Doran Spielman says the massacre was horrific.
Who could do this? They must have shed their humanity, and what's left is something inhuman. To see baby carriages with bullet holes in them and blood. Who goes up to a baby and kills a baby? Who kills a mother? I see the bodies in their homes.
This is the scene confronting Israel's military as it battles to beat back the Hamas assault. The fighting, which has left the country reeling, has killed hundreds in Israel and the adjoining Palestinian enclave. Spielman says Israel has no choice but to fight back and win.
They want to destroy us. We have no choice. We don't want to fight them, but we will, and we will be victorious, because if we don't, we have nowhere else to go.
I'm Charles Duledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.